Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us live on Building Fortunes Radio. That's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. For those people that might be unfamiliar with my voice, my name is Peter Mingles, and I get a chance to host this radio show and this specific station with Larry Blansett. And we are usually here live every Thursday at noon Eastern Time. However, I know a lot of people don't get a chance to listen in live, so they listen in when they're catching us on the recordings. And if you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/whatmatters, you'll be able to hear the previous radio shows that we've done with Larry Blansett. Larry is a successful and now retired business consultant, let's call him. He was very successful in what he was doing, helping customers and companies succeed in running their businesses. And he does a lot of cool stuff as well. But somewhat recently, a friend had asked him to take a look at his home-based business, his network marketing company, and help offer maybe some ideas of improvement to help with retention and reduce attrition. And Larry, like myself, looked at what he was working on, and he says, why aren't more people doing better at this? Like, why isn't everybody doing this? Why are more people doing better at this? Where is the pitfalls, or where is the landmines, and where are some of the holes where people are falling through the cracks? So we started a conversation about the radio show and how we have an audience that is probably also wondering the same thing. And Larry says, if I customize the stuff that we used to do to the network marketing profession, a lot of similarities and some differences, we'll be able to help more leaders be able to keep more people so we can reduce that attrition and increase that retention. And that's why we have Larry Blansett here for the What Matters system. So if you go to discoverwhatmatters.com, you'll be able to get a glimpse of what he's got going on, take advantage of the course that he's running most recently. And then if you go back to buildingfortunesradio.com/whatmatters, you'll be able to hear the sneak previews of a lot of the great strategies that we're discussing. So, Larry, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Peter. Before we begin, I want to expand on a question that was asked me by Annie. I want to thank Annie for the question because it gave me some thought. She said, well, Larry, how do you apply all your wonderful suggestions today? And I says, well, it was good of her to say wonderful. But what I thought of was, how do I do that? And I think the important thing is that I want to say I realize it's not particularly easy. Even though I'm well-trained in them, you have to consciously take this perspective that I'm giving you and consciously do it. And so answering Annie's question, which I stumbled through with her, but having been able to think about it, I tend to be a lot more tolerant of how other people see life and how they go about solving solutions. And it's not easy, because what gets in the way is my own basic tendency to look at life and how I solve problems. And what I have a tendency to do, which I suspect we all do, is we have a tendency to project those onto others. And we only see ourselves. And so it takes a little bit of work to really get to where you can be objective. And really understand what's going on for somebody else and how they're going about solving problems, because that's what we're going to be talking about today. And I want to just go back to one thing that we sort of mentioned, what I observed about the network marketing business and often about, a lot of different kinds of businesses. We have a tendency to want to sell one size a shoe. Now, mind you, you know, I said size 9, but well, mind you, we can have different colors, different styles, whatever, but if they were all the same size, there's only a certain amount of people that can put that shoe on and go, oh, this feels great. This feels just like what I just what I want. But there's going to be a lot of people that this, maybe it's just a little tight. Maybe it's so loose they're floating around in. You know, if you got a size 5 foot, you know, you're trying to get it in, I mean, trying to sell them this shoe. And I feel like that's part of the frustration, and that's part of the reason why you're having a struggle with retention is because you're really trying to sell your pair of shoes, and you're hoping that that works for everybody that you're talking to. And the reality is some will fit right in. Many will feel a little uncomfortable, and there's some going to be way uncomfortable. And so I want to fall back on something. What you want to do is you need to be able to make that shoe adjustable. Otherwise, you want to be able to manipulate your business to fit better. Because they have to come up. And last month, we talked about how critical it is for the first 90 days. Because I think people will play along for the first 3 months. But at the end of that 3 months, they need to feel like, I belong. I belong. And it has to feel right. And so the goal of your business in the first 90 days, and probably from then on, really, if you think about it, is you have to make it feel right for them. And they need a relationship with you that creates the glue so they'll keep going. Because maybe it doesn't feel exactly right at the end of 90 days, but they will continue to go if they have a sense of connection with you, a friendship with you, and a feeling that they should ought to stick it out a little bit longer because out of a sense of loyalty to you. Now, when I say you, and that can be you or your leaders or your group, okay, or your business, okay, itself. They need to feel they belong and they feel right. Now, there's a lesson I learned from a good friend of mine. His name is Robert Fletcher, and Robert Fletcher created the program called Thought Pattern Management. And when I knew Robert, he was just in the process of formulating this. Robert had worked with the handicapped in the state of Utah and had miracles with these people. And I want to give you some thoughts from Robert that he gave me that I think will be useful to you. Okay? How people typically go about tasks is hardwired into their brains. Most have developed their system of solving life before they were 7. Likely, most of their problem-solving process is genetic. It's in their DNA. There's another one, too. This is important, and we'll go back over to these a little bit. But how they go about solving life's problems has little to do with personality or intellect, but does impact those characteristics. Otherwise, you might mistake it as a characteristic of intellect, or you might mistake it as a tendency of personality. But if you look at people who do certain things in a certain way, you've got all kinds of personalities, and you have all kinds of ability to think things through. And yet they're using very similar processes. That's how fundamental what he's talking about. And the bottom line is, if you can remember this, and you have about as much chance of changing how an associate or an employee's fundamental approach to life as you would have in dying in an airplane or winning the lottery. You probably have a better chance of those because it's hardwired and it's been set in place for so many years and it's worked for them. It's worked for them. Now, going into Fletcher's two memory system hypothesis, and this is important because this is going to follow through with what I'm going to be talking about after the commercial break. There are two memory systems, two ways in which we put in memories and we retrieve them, okay? One is by association, and the other is by a sequence of events or a series of steps. So the associated memories are, when we retrieve them, are kind of like a bicycle wheel. You have the spoke in the middle. You have something that stimulates on the outside. It goes to the spoke. The memory kicks off on another spoke. It gets a thought. Then it comes back to this. And all of this is done faster than the speed of light. And that's a pretty amazing thought, if you think about that type of a system. Now, the other system, the other system is based on one function following another in a repeatable pattern. Otherwise, patterns. Okay? And so a pattern would be 1, 2, 3, or it might be a rhythm in a music, or I've often thought the association one is drawing it on the melody, and the sequential person is paying attention to the rhythm of the music. But when Robert was studying this, he was studying some people who were deficient in one of those systems. Okay? The person who's deficient in the sequential one is the Alzheimer's patient. Now, he was working with young people, and believe it or not, signs of dementia and a tendency in that direction are in young people. We just don't recognize it or associate it as much as we do with the elderly. But that's one of the people that he studied. Now, that's on the fringe. That's, if you look at a continuum, that's on the extreme fringe. That means they have an Alzheimer's patient in the later stage has almost zero access to the sequential side. So when he wanted to look at the sequential side, he studied autism. The autism person who is extremely autistic, has no access to the wheel. They have everything that's set in place. I remember one study. It was a guy in his 20s, and he fixed bicycles, and he was superb at fixing bicycles as long as he's fixed them before. But you hand him a new design, he couldn't do it. He absolutely couldn't do it. And then you teach him how to do the new design, and he'll do it perfectly every time. Also, an interesting thing about that is every weekend he would take a bike ride, the same one, same place. He'd just go around the same exact place. And he's been doing this for years. If you are familiar with people who are autistic or lean in that direction, you know what I'm talking about. That means that they have one, they're extremely into the sequential or patterned memory system. And the other one, depending on how far along they are, is non-existent. So what does this mean to me? What does it mean to you? What does it mean to us? Well, without brain malfunctions, okay, we use both systems simultaneously. Here's the catch. However, because of genetics and early life experiences, we lean toward one or the other. In other words, we have a preference in that direction. One system dominates the other. And I call that the dominant strategy. So whenever you get into my talks in the past or whatever, I've translated that into people have a dominant strategy. How do you know it's dominant? It's the one they usually win with. How do you know that it's dominant? It's the one they usually start out with. How do you know it's dominant? When things get a mess or don't work right, that's the one they fall back on. How important is that to your business? Incredibly important. And how important is that to retention? It's critical. Because in order to get that shoe size to fit, you need to adjust your business to fit closer to their dominant strategy, the dominant way they go about things. Why don't we have a commercial break, and then I'll get into some specifics.
We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLead.com. Just visit www.networklead.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, networklead.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networklead.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous Blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. Networklead.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are back. Peter Mingles here with Larry Blansett, and we're talking about the What Matters system, the stuff that he's talking about over here, and some specific ideas and strategies and techniques. And I mute myself out while listening to Larry so I can take some notes for the radio shows. So we post this on one of the websites that we post some stuff to. And I always find that I miss something. I got to go back and listen in. So if you want to go back and listen in, make sure you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/whatmatters. And usually what happens is either, like, I'm sitting here taking notes and there's a spelling error, I got to go back, and he's already three sentences a little bit later, or my brain spins in a different direction. I'm like, wow, that's pretty amazing. And then I might lose maybe some of the thought processes on the next few segments. One of the terms that you used, Larry, when we were talking, was it included the word flat. And I'm trying to remember the rest of the phrase that you used so you can continue and I can finish with my notes for our listening audience. But what was the term that you used consuming the word flat?
Concerning the use of,
yeah, it was
now I'm confused.
Now, it was flat something. It was like flat philosophy, flat theory, flat something. Maybe it was what we were speaking about before the radio show.
It could have been.
Said okay, that's fine. That's fine. You
but,
said something about
case,
flat.
But, well, you know, what I think about is, just to kind of recapture it again, is that we use two basic memory systems. One is how we put memories in, and the other one is how we take the memories out. And all within this. And we basically, if we're normal, we use a procedural system that's based on a sequence of events and kind of a logical order. Does that make sense?
Yep.
And then we, at the same time, we have an association memory that can go into the hub on that bicycle thing and go here and there and connect all these different kinds of thoughts in a fraction of a second. And what's important when it comes to working with other people is to realize they're not on the extremes, but they're leaning one way or the other. And we call that the dominant strategy. So if the dominant strategy is procedural, that means that they're going step by step, there's going to be certain characteristics. Procedural, otherwise the more they move towards the, in this case would be autism, but they're not necessarily all the way over there because they're healthy. Okay, the more procedural the more detailed the thinker. Okay? So if you get off, go into there, they're what I call the scientist. Now, if you think back how these people have contributed to society, you've got to go, wow, this is amazing. Okay? Because they are the people who think in detail. Right? And so one of the things you want to identify is how far they are into that, because that person is different from most of us. Most of us are not that detailed. In fact, most of us don't want to even know about that much detail. We just want to know the rough facts and kind of fit into the thing. But we want enough there. But that scientist is someone who's very believable, and they do go into depth. They'll go into depth on your product. They'll go into depth on your compensation plan. And you need to learn how to leverage those people. Now, they're the exception, but they're the people who are more into that extreme on the procedural side. Another thing about someone who's more procedural, the more likely they are to repeat a business system that works. Ho, folks. Someone who's leaning in the procedural side is likely your rising star, someone who's going to naturally stick to your business. Okay? That should excite you. And if they aren't too far into the scientist, because there's no scientists are not duplicatable, they are your prime person that you're looking for. You want the person who's the easiest person to bring into your business and get them to stay is someone who leans in the procedural direction, but not too far. Okay? How does identifying someone as a procedural solutions, how does that help you retention? Okay? Everyone is going to stay with your program according to how it fits their function. In this case, how well does it fit how far they are on that procedural perspective? If they're just a little bit, that's a whole different story. But if they're into the scientist type thing, you need to adjust that shoe size to fit them, okay? If you don't, it won't feel right, and they will go. They will leave. I can guarantee it. They're not going to stick around because if it doesn't feel comfortable to them, they're gone. Now let's look at the other person. Now if you saw it on a large continuum, you'd see procedural on one side, and way on the other side of the continuum is the person who's high, what I call high option, okay? So what happens if you find someone who is more into the association type of, more into the bike wheel, okay, type of memory system, okay? Well, the high optional problem solver will embrace new products and new ways. Hey. You got to love that if you're in network marketing. What makes you different is, my product is different. And this is why it's unique, and this is why it's wonderful. Okay? Hey, folks. The person who's into high option, their eyes light up, and they're ready to roll. Then you come in with, we have a new way for you to make money in life. You no longer need to be a mechanic or doing these other things, okay, or flipping burgers or whatever they're doing, or housekeeping or whatever, or a doctor, okay? You can add to what you're doing. A high-option person will embrace that with ease. So that's the plus about the high-option person, is that they're going to accept a new way of doing things, both with product and with making money or supporting their family. That's the plus. Okay, you're waiting for the rest. Okay, here's the minus. High option solvers tend to do their own thing. They're regularly making changes. Your company has a very set procedural way of doing things, okay? Use the tools, have the parties, or, you know, come to meetings, or, you know, work Facebook a certain way, or whatever, okay? The high option person is going to want to tinker with that. Which, if they get too far out there, that makes them not as duplicatable, right? Okay, the other one that I think is even trickier is because someone with high options, if they get into the thing, they have a tendency to live in the future. What are the possibilities? And because of that, they grasp the possibility of the product. They grasp the possibility of the compensation plan, okay? They're excited about it. And guess what? If they can articulate, they're going to bring people into your business. They're going to bring people in not only in their business, but if you put them on stage and get them on YouTube, they're going to bring people into Crossline, Upline, Downline. They are just can be priceless. Okay? So that's a plus for these folks. So if you get a high option person, they're going to future on you. They're going to be the dreamers. They're going to be the people who see the opportunity. And if they can communicate that, it's powerful. So what's the problem with that? High option people have a tendency. What do I mean by that? They're looking around. Okay? Oh, network marketing is wonderful. What else is there out there? Okay, I'm going to look around. And when they jump ship, what happens to some of the people who have connected with them and been excited about their enthusiasm? They go with them. And if you've got a mature business, you've seen that happen. You're not supposed to be able to solicit these people you've got in one business to another, in the agreement, but we know it happens. And sometimes you can lose entire organizations with a high option person. So for them, you need to be, retention is absolutely critical because it's not just them, it's everything, okay? It's their whole impact on your organization. So here's some of the keys. High option people are more cause driven than money driven. They tend to see the big picture. What does that mean? They're more into goals that are connected to heartfelt causes, helping others. And so when you get a high option person, you want to pay attention to their big picture. You want to help them to understand that they're not only bringing a great product into people's lives and what the product will do, but the money will change lives. And so that's something that you want to embed. The other thing is that because they're always kind of futuring, they're always looking at the outside. I'm going to give you some straight advice. Okay, the high option person is a high maintenance. Require more of your time, more of your team's time to hold them, because they will rubberneck on. Okay, so what you need to do is right within your organization, right within your business. You need to constantly be giving them new goals. Okay, if your company is opening up a new country, you should encourage your high option people to be involved in that. If there's a contest going on and you want to try to get people on a cruise or something like this, you want to make sure that they are involved in that current event, okay? That they have a goal and they've committed to a goal. And positions within the company, okay? Well, where are you from super duper gold, okay? Okay. Are you going to be a diamond or a multi-diamond or whatever you call them, okay? These things are important to the keeping that kind of person going. You repeat something, two things. It takes leadership maintenance to hold this person. Well, they just got to pay attention to them. You can't just let them run off and let them go like the procedural one. Procedural one, he'll just keep repeating over and over and over again and just drive the business like a machine. The high option person, you need to keep track of them, keep the goals in front of them, and keep them helping others. Sometimes when they reach a certain level, you find out what a cause they want to do, and you'll say to them, it says, well, let's get a group together, and if we reach a certain level, we'll put some money in their cause. And you can do that on a side basis. It doesn't have to be done by the company. It can be done within an organization. So if you want to help the people in Africa, some group of people in Africa get a water system, you can use that as a goal, because if that's important to these high option people, you can keep things in front of them that maybe the company isn't really doing, but you can do it within your organization. And I think that now, I'm going to plug, if you want to be a coach, a What Matters coach, you're going to need to do that within the next 2 weeks. You're going to need to go into discoverwhatmatters.com, read about it, hear to learn more, especially hit the learn more, because the program is in two parts. You can, for $400, you can have the first program, okay? That's going to give you the fundamentals. Okay, you'll have enough that's worth your while. But if you really want to know how to work the What Matters system, you need the whole thing. So when you go in to learn more, you find out that you can buy the whole program for $800. And all what you're doing is you're buying time, my personal time, okay? And I'm willing to do that to try to help you. But you only have 2 weeks to do this, because at the end of February, there's no more signing up. And give me a call, okay, if you're interested. It's 217-480-3320. And next week we're going to be talking about how people sort their experiences. That's as valuable as how they go about doing things. And so we're going to be talking about how people see life a little different. And Peter, did I answer your question about flat? I don't think I did.
I think you did. I think you called it like flat pattern. I think that's what you called it, but we can talk about that some other time. But anyway, so great information here. You got my head spinning as far as thinking things through. And one of the conclusions that some of our Building Fortunes Radio listening audience might be concluding is, wait a minute, I'm not hearing this coming from my upline or my company or whatever. This is a different level of training, and I'm going to suggest that this is the sort of training you need if you're a leader and you're building a group, as opposed to a lot of the other fluffy stuff that we sometimes hear about. So this is real good stuff. So having said all of those things, I'm going to say, Larry Blanchett, thanks for being here. Check him out on buildingfortunesradio.com/whatmatters. And if people want to get in touch with you one last time, how would they get in touch with you?
Well, you can go into the website. You got a couple of different ways, and it has this phone number on there. But call me on the phone, because I'd like to talk to you and see what your concerns are, or if there are any. It's 217-480-3320.
Perfect.
So,
we're going to catch.
Thank you, Peter.
Yep, we're going to catch everybody next week. Thanks, everyone. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.